Good evening, and welcome to the call. Get started, go deeper, ask a whole life healing coach. My name is Kay Spooner, and where I am in the central U.S. today is October 8th, 2020. By the way, my birthday. So, thank you for being here with me this evening to celebrate. I appreciate it. This call is being recorded and will be available in the resources section at dralexanderlloyd.com. And you should look there under free resources and then under calls/podcast, and there's access to the Wednesday night, the Wednesday calls and the Thursday calls in that area. We'll repeat that a little later. So today we want to answer questions that'll be in the way of your using, that have been in the way of your using the healing codes or trilogy or others of Dr. Alex's products effectively. Your questions are important to us, and we'll get to them in a little while. So I'm glad you're here with us. Thank you for joining us. Again, my name is Kay Spooner, and I'm glad to have you on this call this evening, this Q&A call for the healing codes, trilogy, et cetera, et cetera. So let's begin first by reading the disclaimer, and it's good for us to always keep this in mind. This session of Whole Life Healing Q&A is for informational and educational purposes only. What you hear from me are my opinions. They're based in 17 plus years of experience with Dr. Alex, but and my own life experience. The healing codes and trilogy and others of Dr. Alex's products are not intended to diagnose or treat any physical or mental condition or their symptoms, and neither is our conversation this evening. If you have a condition that needs medical attention, please, please seek out a trusted medical professional. The healing codes, however, deals with issues of the heart, and it's on those spiritual issues that will focus our attention. So, again, I'm Kay, and I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad you're here. So welcome to the call this evening. Some folks had mentioned that they were having difficulty finding recordings of these calls, so I'm just checking to see. Looks like the last one up is September the 30th, which would be right. Well, there was a, I'm looking at the Wednesday calls now. We were talking about the Wednesday calls. So September 30th is posted under free resources, calls/podcasts, and then it's got both the Wednesday and the Thursday calls available there for you to click on them. Let me check on the Thursday ones. And the Thursday night, October 1st, is posted also. So that's for your information, and maybe we'll repeat that a little later if we get some other folks on the line. So thank you again for being here. I like to begin our sessions by just making sure we're all here in our hearts and minds, as well as our bodies. And sometimes we put our body someplace and our heart and mind is not there at the same place. We're still doing what we were just doing trying to get here, or we've got in mind what we're going to do after we get out, or something else is on our mind and heart. So let's right now bring our focus to this meeting, to this opportunity to be with people who are of like mind about these processes anyway, and about how we can use them to better our own lives and maybe those around us, that we can agree to use all these things for our own good health and for the health of the community that we are part of and for each other on this call. So right now, feel yourself in the chair. If you need to look around and look at a wall or look at something that you are familiar with and say, yep, here, this is where I am right now, that bringing my focus to this place and this time. Then I'd like for you to take a deep breath and let it go. So you may need to let it go first so you can get a good deep breath. So let's do that. Use your belly breath. Okay. Just that action helps me release some tension out of my neck and shoulders. I almost always feel my shoulders go down a little after I've taken a deep breath. So that's a good start. Now let's do a scan from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet and just notice any place in your body that might be holding tension or blocked energy, and you might feel that as pain or as pressure or as tightness, stiffness, just a place that calls your attention, whether you really can describe what's going on there or not. Just do that head to toe and just kind of make a mental note of what's going on. Okay. Now we're going to do, we're going to do Dr. Alex's basic trilogy, and I hope you're familiar with it. It looks to me like most of the people on this call are. So we'll just go through it pretty quickly. I will give some directions, so if somebody listens in to the call later, they can join in with us without getting lost so much. So right now, get in mind what it is between you and peace. What is it that's in the way of your peace today, for right now? And our aim will be, during this process, to release and allow to be set aside those things that are in the way of our peace. The first little part of the process is going to, we hope, open up all the energy pathways in us so that we can be more effective in our healing codes portion, which is the second, and in the governing and conception meridian portion, which is the third part. So we're going to start with tapping. Join me in tapping. Inner eyebrow. Outer eyebrow, temple. Under your eye, be real careful and don't bruise. Upper lip, lower lip, chin. Collarbone, right by the midline. Sore spot. Center of the chest, under the arm, below the nipple, on the hand, thumb beside the thumbnail, index finger beside the nail, middle finger beside the nail. Go around to the outside, away from you, on the pinky beside the nail. And then that soft karate spot on the side of your hand. Now we'll do the 9G, tapping on the back of your hand between the ring and the pinky finger. And we're going to do eye exercises. So hold your head still, open your eyes, close, open. Look down left, down right, up and over to down left, back up and over to down right. Hum. Oh, happy birthday to you. How? Thank you. And then count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we're not going to count to my birthday. And happy hum again. Okay. Now we're going to start the healing codes portion. And because of who I see that's on the call, that I think you're kind of familiar with this, I'm going to insert the breathing exercise that Dr. Alex gave us to massage or open or actuate the vagus nerve. So we'll do that in the Healing Codes portion. Let's do the prayer first that goes with that. We ask that we find and open and heal all the images and negative images, beliefs, and cellular memories related to or causing, now put in the blank, this issue that's bothering you. And that those things would be found, opened, and healed by infusing the truth and love and light and life of God into our hearts and souls and cells. Now, both hands pointing to the bridge position, and we're going to breathe in 3, hold 6, out 9. Both hands, Adam's apple, in, hold, out. Both hands, jaws, in, hold. Out. Both hands, temples, in, hold, out. Now, left palm on the forehead. Left palm at the base of the skull, right palm on the forehead, in, hold, out. Switch hands, left palm on the forehead, right palm at the base of the skull, in, hold, out. And now on the low belly, both hands, in, hold, out. Okay. Now move your hands down to the base of your torso, and we're going to do the conception and governing meridians, and we're going to move right up the center line of the body. And we're going to ask that this, we're going to move slowly, ask that this river of energy that flows through us might be full of the love and light and life of God, that it might flow powerfully and abundantly through open and balanced energy centers. Just move it right up the center line of your body, right. I'm going over my nose and my forehead, crown, and to the base of the skull in the back. Now your governing meridian goes right on down your back to the base of your spine, but we're not going to be able to reach that far, so we'll just go as far as we can comfortably. Okay, back to the base of the torso in the front. Now we're going to go up a little more slowly, and we're going to notice if any of the 7 centers need extra attention, and you're just going to have to sense that. I sense it by feeling like there's a bubble in the way that I can't, that it's uncomfortable to push, and I'm pushing hard enough to push a bubble, but it's an energy thing. But that's how my body tells me to give some extra time to one of the positions. And I've stopped a couple of times, and now I'm starting at the heart, stopping at the heart. And now I'm going to stop at the throat. And on up, little sinus issue, extra time. Okay, crown, and the base of the skull. Okay, one last time, and we'll just go smoothly and relatively quickly right up the midline this time. Over the top and to the base of the skull. And relax. Now I'd like for you to take another deep breath in and out. Out first. In. And out. Okay, stirred up a little energy and I had to sneeze. All right. Okay, so welcome. If you're on with a keypad, then you can press star 2 and we'll put your hand up and I'll know you have a question or comment. I'd be glad to open your line for that. And let me just check about anybody that might be on the web, and we do have, and so... You please type any question or comment in the chat box, and we'll be glad to get over to that once in a while and make sure you get covered. So, welcome. I've had a good day. Not that it matters to you a whole lot, but today was my 72nd birthday, and I'm feeling better than I have in quite a long time. I've been able during this time to take off a bunch of weight that needed to come off, and I'm feeling good, and so that's a good thing. There are things that are bothering us, I know. We all put something in the blank when we were doing that set of codes a little while ago. So you're welcome to ask questions about that or anything else that's on your mind and heart. We all hit... milestones in our life along the way, here and there. I think Patricia's just hit one not long ago. Maybe she wants to talk about that a little bit or something else. Patricia, thank you. Your line is open.
Thanks, Kay. Thanks for taking my call. And yes, I indeed did hit a milestone. Last Thursday was my first day of retirement. And
great.
Yeah, thanks. I'm really enjoying my time. I don't have to get up, but, you know, I don't have to get up to punch in on the time clock, which I was doing online. And so I'm kind of sleeping in a little bit. And I'm kind
Good.
Of staying up. I'm staying up a little bit, too, watching
Good.
Old movies, which I totally enjoy. I watched a wonderful movie last night. And anyway, I wanted to say, I finally now, because of not having to be answerable to, you know, phone calls and clocking in and lunchtime clocking in and now all that, I can do my coding on a more regular basis without interruption. And I'm doing it morning and night before I go to bed. When I get up the first thing and when I go to bed the last thing. And I've done it, I guess, since for the past week or maybe even a little longer. I'm not sure. It was inspired by the news. I was seeing things on the news that were making me kind of thinking I needed to do some coding, not just for myself, but for what's going on. So I started doing that. And so I'm doing it day and night. And so much better. I can't, and I kind of always knew that I would if I bothered to take the time to code the, you know, the twice a day instead of the once. And it's, and especially if I started my day that way. And it is. It's really working. And I'm so happy. Now the next goal is to do it three times a day, you know, at some point during the day, maybe 4 o'clock or something. But I'm not yet. I'm not there yet. But at least I am doing it the two times a day. So, and again, I haven't felt depressed or anxious or anything. It's just because the coding has a way of stabilizing you, of taking you to the level where you live. That's how I look at it. It balances your energies. So you don't have to have these tremendous dips in order to, you know, get you on the stick to do your coding because you're doing it. You know what I mean? It's just really working. I'm so, so grateful for the codes. So I just wanted to say that. And I'm reading books. I'm working on my little sewing projects that I have, and I'm working on the apartment and visiting friends. I had a friend in today. I, to tell you the truth, I bought myself, you know, I'm not seeing people. Nobody can throw you an actual party, so I bought myself a little cake.
Sure. Oh,
good idea. Yeah. And I shared it. I have a friend in the neighborhood, and I thought first I'm so a little embarrassed to tell you. When I saw that cake was so beautiful, when I saw it in the case, and I actually thought I was going to consume the whole darn thing myself. I was going to do that. But then I had one piece. Last night I had one piece, and I said to myself, you know, this isn't right. This is just not right. You have to share this. So I did. I had a friend in today from the neighborhood. I gave her some. And then I had a neighbor this evening. I'm sorry. That's why I was a little late on the call. I kind of lost track of the time. And then I gave her a piece to take home, too. So I am, you know, I'm not. Yeah. So I had it's nice. So I'm enjoying my retirement. I'm very blessed. I have, you know, people that I can chat with in the neighborhood, which is very nice.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. Because. Anyways, I just wanted to say I'm stumping for the codes because they're so valuable. And
thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you. Thanks for hosting this.
You're welcome.
Okay. Oh, and happy birthday! I almost forgot. Happy birthday!
Thank you. I spoke to a customer service person this morning on the phone. I needed to change an order or do something. And I told him it was my birthday, and so he said, happy birthday. I said, you know, I'm gonna pull one out of everybody I see today. Everybody.
Absolutely.
I talk to today. And he kind of laughed, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then he said it again when he got done. He said it again. He said, that's two.
That's cute. Yeah. October's a lovely month to have a birthday with the leaves and everything. It's very lovely. And the weather is just kind of right. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's a beautiful time of the year. Good for you.
It is.
God bless
you.
Yeah.
January is such a wonderful day. Such a wonderful month to start babies that October is a pretty good day. month.
Yeah, it's nice. Very good.
All
oh,
right.
Good. That's lovely.
Thank
okay.
You.
You're welcome.
I'm going to mute you again. Okay. Someone else have a comment or question? I'd just love to hear from everybody on the call tonight if we can. I think I would like to ask this question. Are any of you also on the web? Are you coming in both ways with the screen and the chat box and the phone? If you are, that's fine, but I would like to know. If I don't need to go over there and check it, I won't. Hi, Candy.
Hello, okay. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I was going to mention that on the, I was curious to know, ever since I've been doing the trilogy on the part where we do the humming, I can tell a difference in my hum from the first hum to the second hum. I can feel the energy changing.
Really? How fun.
Yes. Yes, and I do, instead of humming to happy birthday, I do humming to Jesus loves me.
I do, too, when I do it myself. I just don't do that on this call.
I do, yes. And also, I'd be interested to know if anybody else that's doing the healing codes, whatever you have, or the trilogy, whatever you have, or the, anyway, I'm taking an exercise class, and it hadn't really dawned on me until, and I've been in exercise class for, doing exercise on my own, and then taking exercise class forever, and I can tell a difference in my energy level. It's amazing what you're able to do, and, you know, I'm in this class, and a couple of other people go, oh, you know, kind of like, this, kind of like, I mean, when you, I mean, all of a sudden, the class are at different levels. And like I tell about in the class, you know, we're all at different levels. I'm not here to tell you, well, you can do this, do what you're able to do, because anything you can do to keep yourself moving is going to be for your best interest and hopefully keep you out of having to be in a, you know, long-term care facility. But I can really tell difference in my energy level when I do exercises. So I was just curious to know if anybody else on, you know, stealing the codes of any type, if they can notice a difference. I'd be interested in knowing, because I can definitely tell a difference.
Do you do it somewhere close to your exercise time, or are you just talking about just doing it generally?
Sometimes, sometimes if my schedule, I don't always even get the coding in before I do exercise class. I could, honestly, that, but I mean, I can tell the difference in my, I can tell the difference in my energy. I really can.
Whether you've done it or not before
the
class.
Yes, I mean, I try to do it at some point in my schedule. I mean, it'll be one probably consistent thing like Patricia's doing, but I'm not always on that, you know, consistency like I should be. But I can, and like I said, I know it's not just my energy. I mean, I know it's coming from God, but I definitely can tell the energy. And how I know it's because when you can look around in the class and see what other people are doing and everything, and how some people get worn out, and I'm thinking, well, we haven't done that much. And I think, oh, my Candino, wait a minute. But it's like different, you know, people that are a lot older than what you are and everything, and their energy is probably going to be different than what you are. So I don't really have anything kind of to go by, but I can just tell, I guess I can kind of tell in my muscles and stuff how I'm doing, where I'm at. And, you know, I guess it's just kind of amazing how, I know this afternoon I was.
Excuse me, I'm just thinking, I don't know who the leader of this exercise class is, but I wonder if you could mention to them that you have something that really helps you with your energy level, and maybe could show them Trilogy, and maybe it could be something that they could use at the beginning of the class, maybe help everybody.
Yeah,
I don't know if you feel comfortable doing that, but I don't have any idea of what kind of, you know, organization or who it is.
I don't think I could really do, because it's like in a community center, and I think I'm about, the only thing is I'm the only one in the group that has a computer, so it'd be kind of, I mean, I think people really need to, I think if you have the computer, it's really helpful to kind of, to look up the website and to get people, I mean, so,
Well, and you might, well, yeah, okay. It might just, the basic universal healing code might help, and that's real easy to show somebody, you know, without.
Maybe if I can get some people on, you know, maybe on an individual, like I said, it's kind of in the classroom. I try to share what I'm able to share. Sometimes people accept this and sometimes not. So
I understand that. And maybe, you know, one on one with one or two of them, you could say something about, you know, when I do this, I have a lot more energy when I do this before I come to my class or before I start. And maybe they'll be interested. Well, show us show us what you do. We'd like to feel better while we're doing it too. Maybe just not try to show them something, but, you know, kind of say, you know, there's this little thing I do before I come to class, and when I do it, I really feel a lot better. You know, or I have more energy, or I am able to do more reps, or whatever the deal is, and let them ask you what it is.
Yes, well, thank you. I might try to do. It's kind of like I said, you know, maybe I can get some people, you know, want to chew by themselves and see what, just see how the Lord leads and the time and everything.
Yeah. Well, just think about it being a possibility, and then maybe you can see an opportunity when you think about it being a possibility. Okay. Good. Excellent. Was there something else you wanted to tell us?
I don't want to cut you off. I think that was it.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Welcome.
That's really an important thing, is to keep us moving, isn't it? I've noticed how much better I feel since I've been averaging almost 3 miles a day since January.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And I didn't do 3 miles a day at the beginning of that. You know, I had to work up to it. But since I've been doing about 3 miles a day, I feel so much better than I did a year ago now, that it's just pretty amazing. And a lot of that was, you know, getting the energy right and giving myself opportunity, looking at the possibilities and saying, let's go for this, instead of saying what we're doing is all there is to do. You know, we don't need to do that. So thank you, Candy, for that comment and for your work with those who are keeping themselves moving. It's excellent. Yes, Patricia.
Oh, I was wondering how you do that 3 miles. Do you jog, or do you do it on an exercise bike, or what? Treadmill, or what? 3 miles.
I just walk. I have a couple of different venues. One is a gym. A regular basketball gymnasium.
Yeah.
That's available to me, and that's where I started last year in December, the end of December, 1st of January. I started walking inside that gym, and my first day was 7 laps. That's as much as I got done.
Yeah.
And now, regularly, and I also use for outside walking now when the weather is good, you know, and it's nice and all that.
Yeah.
I walk outside and around a tennis court.
Okay.
And so it's about the same number of steps around a single tennis court on the layout where I walk as it is around a full-size basketball court.
Okay.
It's laid out a little bit differently, but the total steps are about the same. So I've used both of those, and right now, during the summer, I have been going to the tennis court to walk, and will until it gets cold and nasty and, you know, uncomfortable do that. And I go up there and I walk right at 5,000 steps.
Oh, 5,000 steps?
About 5,000, yeah, close to 5,000 steps. And then that's just short of 3 miles.
Oh, interesting.
Right at 3 miles. For me, so that's not as far as I can walk. I walked up to about 4.5 miles.
Wow!
And laps around the basketball court when I was getting up to my highest number. I walked 60 laps when I started at 7. But
Jeez.
But that's too much. I really don't need that much every day. And,
no.
I got to my goal weight, and I've been trying to learn how to hold my goal weight, so I cut back on the number of steps I was using. I was trying to get to 8,500, and I cut back to 7,500 a day. And I figure if I get somewhere around 6,000, I'm doing okay.
So interesting.
So anyway, I do that, and I've got that little counter on my phone that
I have a step counter. I forget what they call them.
Yeah, so I pedometer, and so use that, and that just keeps me reminded, you know, and it's kind of funny because now sometimes I go and walk in the morning, and then I get interrupted. I have some appointment or something, and I don't get it all done, and I'll say, well, that's good enough for today. I don't need to go back. But then later in the afternoon or in the evening, I'll say, you know, if I feel like I want to walk some more, and I'll go back and do some more, you know, the rest of my regimen or whatever.
Now, this is interesting. Do you do it to music or something? I mean, how do you make it from
the morning? I have the radio on, and I listen to talk radio in the morning particularly.
All right.
So I have that on. And then lately, a new friend has moved in to the neighborhood, which is really unusual in our little community.
Oh, really?
But she's an older lady, and she wanted to get some exercise in, and she can see me walking around the tennis court from her house.
Mm-hmm.
And so she saw me, and I introduced myself one day, and she comes down. When she sees me out and it fits into her schedule, she comes down and walks with me. So that's kind of nice, you know, and it, and we don't have to, we don't make appointments, and we don't, you know, interrupt anybody's schedule or anything. I tell her, you know, she's welcome to walk on her own, or she's welcome to walk with me whenever she sees me walking.
Now,
do you
chat during the walk?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we gab. We're getting acquainted, you know.
Yeah, so that doesn't take your breath away from walking or
no,
just...
No, I don't walk that fast. I only walk about 2 miles an hour.
Interesting. All right.
And
now,
excuse me, I'm sorry. Go ahead and ask your question.
No, I'm sorry. No, you added what?
I added a little one-pound hand weight because my upper body was weak. And so I do some arm exercises with my little one-pound hand weights for the first 10 or 12 laps. I do something with my arms, while I'm doing it. And then I put the hand weights down and finish up my laps. That's helped, too. So, anyway, none of this has to do with healing codes, but except that if I had not done a lot of healing in myself about who I am and who I can be and what it's okay to be and all that, I would not be out there doing that, you know.
I understand.
Set in my chair and not done it. But
I understand that, yeah.
So, you know, those things are helpful. And occasionally, if something's bothering me or whatever, I can code and walk at the same time. So
you can?
Oh, yeah.
You mean with your hands?
Yeah, with my hands.
But don't you need to focus on the issue or something?
No, I just put it in the prayer and then I just take off, you know.
Interesting. I may try that.
Let the energy do it, you know.
I may try that. I'll see if I'm up to that.
Okay. All right. Candy wants to say something about all this.
Okay.
Go
okay.
ahead, Candy. I'm leaving your line open, Patricia. Go ahead.
Okay.
I just wanted to say, Cam, glad that you're exercising and doing and that you've lost your weight. That's wonderful. I'm on my second year. I'm still keeping a journal of kind of what I eat and everything. But anyway, just to kind of keep me on track and not to try to get out of a health issue that I thought I was getting into. But anyway, I think it really is, you know, been helpful. But to answer Patricia's question, I have been, even when mom was in the care home in different situations where it was not really, I didn't think it was like, might be quite appropriate to code in front of people or, you know, but I would visualize the hand positions in, you know, in my mind and everything. And look at that trilogy too, whatever system, you know, visualize it in your mind, you know, the hand positions and then, and everything. Cause it works, like I said, whether you have one arm or not able to use your arms or whatever, you know, visualize it in your mind and, cause you will get great results from it. I have.
Actually, I did that in the past. Now that you mention it, I forgot all about it. But there was a time when I did a lot of that in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, Candy, thank you for your greeting last Thursday at the end. I had tuned out of the call, but I was told later, Linda told me that you sent me blessings, and I appreciate it.
I did, and I'm so glad that you're enjoying retirement. God bless you. And just enjoy it. Have fun. And I know that you're... light, that you're going to be a light in New York where you're at. And I mean, COVID thing, there's a lot going on, but I think as believers, we've got to stay focused and, you know, not lose our focus and keep our focus on the Lord, and He'll see us through this, and we will be a light to, to a dark world.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much for your encouragement. Thank you.
Thank you for reminding me. I'm going to mute you both now for a moment.
Okay.
I wanted to mention that those recordings, you were talking about having difficulty getting to the recordings. I went on Dr. Alex's site, dralexanderlloyd.com, under free resources, and there's a tab there called calls/podcast. And under on that screen, There's Whole Life Healing Calls, which is the Wednesday call that Dr. Alex does. And it's got a place in the text down there that's light blue on my screen. I assume it is on yours, too. It says, click here for the replays. And that's where the audio replays are. And it's also got a space for the Thursday call, which is this call we're talking about. And it's got a place to click for the replays. And you can get to them there. And I just checked them, and they're both up to date, except one doesn't have yesterday's. They don't have yesterday's Wednesday call yet, but they've got the week before. So that's where those are. So I wanted to say that again, because I know that sometimes you guys want to access those recordings and have difficulty getting to them. So it could be that they've just gotten caught up, that they did get behind, and that was what was causing your problem. But they are there now. So you have access to that. All right. Let me just check over on the other screen. No. Okay. We have some other people on the line. If you would like to tell us what your question is or ask something, we've kind of been off the mark as far as healing codes is going on and how to use it and what's going on with it. Tonight I've kind of hogged the conversation with my own birthday and exercise plan, so forgive me for that. And please ask whatever it is you need to ask or want to say. Yes, someone in Ontario. Welcome.
Hi, Kay. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Lori from Ontario.
Hi, Lori.
I wanted to share a quick comment and ask a question. My
uh-huh.
quick comment is about that breathing that you
yes.
do, that you include. I shared with Johanna yesterday. I was in emergency because I had a really bad nosebleed, and they hooked me up to a blood pressure thing that took my blood pressure every 10 minutes. And between one of the sessions, I did that breathing technique, and my blood pressure dropped 20 points.
Wow.
Yeah. So
how great.
Yeah. It's neat to see, like, you know, results like that right away.
Yeah. Yeah. I did it on my daughter at one point. My daughter was having hip replacement surgery, and she was in pre-op, and I was in there with her, and she was getting, you know, her blood pressure was going up.
Mm-hmm.
And she was getting excited and whatever. And so I didn't even say anything to her. They have those small little beds, those little beds in pre-op, and I got around behind her head. She had her head elevated, and I got around behind her head, and I didn't touch her, and I didn't get in her line of sight. Well, I might have. I asked her to close her eyes, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the code on her, the universal code.
Oh, yeah.
On her while she was laying, and her blood pressure came back down.
Wow, that is amazing.
While we were watching it, and her heart rate came back down, and her blood pressure and even her breathing evened out more. And I just said, oh, there you go.
Yes.
That feel better? And she said, yeah, it does.
Yeah.
So that's great. Thank you, Lori, for telling us that. What's going on with you now? Let's give you an opportunity.
Yeah, my question, yesterday it occurred to me, I think, I don't know, when you talk about energy work and stuff, a lot of people talk about vibrating at different frequencies, and I feel like I'm vibrating at a very low frequency because I have one health issue after another. They're just, it's like an avalanche, and I just can't seem to get ahead, and I'm struggling with mobility issues, and it's just, it occurred to me, I feel wrong or I feel low, and I'm thinking that's because I'm vibrating at a very low frequency or something. And I'm just wondering, how do you use healing codes to bring your frequency up?
Well, let's look at it the other direction. Let's say your frequency is a result of how your heart is.
Okay. Well, I think that, yeah, this all kind of... Like what tipped me over the edge was the pandemic issues, the global...
Yeah, and fear about all
yeah.
that, right? Yeah, I think I remember talking to you about that at one point.
Right, yeah.
So I think your your energy production is really a result, is a symptom of your heart issues.
Okay.
Or how healthy, how strong, how well and positive your heart is.
Right.
And I'm not talking about your physical heart. You understand?
Right.
I'm talking about our spiritual issues.
Right, yeah.
Okay. So that fear is another weight on your heart that would hold down, you know, if you're talking about motion, if we think about mobility or energy or vibration being motion, then an extra weight holds that and keeps it from happening, right?
Right.
Keeps it depressed. So my suggestion to you, Lori, is, and I'm going to get, this is Kay talking. This is not Dr. Alex talking.
That's
okay.
Right. Yeah, I'm a Christian. I'm
okay.
Very open to advice.
Okay. I want to suggest a couple of places to pull scripture from, and that is from Isaiah 6 and from Revelation 4.
Okay.
And those are pictures of God on his throne and then of Jesus in his glorified state.
Okay.
And those pictures, then try to work those pictures, I mean, make pictures in your mind of those scriptures. Work on those.
Okay.
See if you can make a movie of them. And focus on those. That's who God is. That's who he says he is. That's where he says he is. That's who Jesus is and who he says he is and where he says he is, doing what he's doing for us, taking care of the God stuff for us, as it says in Hebrews. Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
And the light of the glory of God shining in the face of Jesus keeps us from seeing his features.
Okay.
But that light draws us and heals us and is the glory of God shining in the face of Jesus. And I don't want to make this goofy. That light is the ultimate energy, healing energy.
That's what I think of when Alex or other coaches say God's light and love. Like, I think of the light as God's glory.
Right.
That's his ultimate healing power, and it's illuminating,
good,
very bright.
So I'm suggesting you spend some time every day, Lori,
okay,
looking in the face of Jesus. I know you can't see his features. I know it's going to be light, but it's not going to hurt your eyes. It's not going to hurt your spiritual eyes. It's going to be, it is healing to the heart.
Okay.
And it's not that we have to come with a whole lot of theological understanding or words or any of that. God says to seek his face.
He's coming before the throne and...
Yeah. That we're to seek his face, not just his hand, not
right,
just the things he can do for us, but his face, his presence, his glory, his being.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do that a little easier with Jesus because we understand, or I understand anyway, that he's a glorified human person at the right hand of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
So he still has, I mean, he has a glorified human body at the right of the Father. So I can picture that a little better.
Mm-hmm.
And if I picture the light of God's glory in his face, that's the ultimate picture I can get of where I'm going toward, what I'm moving toward, what the ultimate end of my journey is, to be in his presence completely, not just in my spirit, as the scriptures say we are now.
Right.
So I encourage you to do that, Lori, and then go ahead and do your coding or whatever other things you're inclined to do asking God to make his presence more and more manifest in your life. The promises he made to Jesus about restoring him to his former glory and all that, those are not promises to us. Those are promises to Jesus. But if we're in Jesus, we can benefit from those promises.
Can we think of the God's glory imparting into us then, into our bodies?
Can. You certainly can.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's the healing. That's like where the healing comes from. Right.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I believe that's right. He says he dwells in us. And so he has to bring some of his glory with him because he's not going to be separated from it.
Yeah. I used to be really close with God, and I'm drifting, so this was a really good, helpful reminder.
Okay, well, good. Thank you, Father, for directing us here. And thank you all for being patient with this discussion, because I know it's extra to Healing Codes. So I believe it's a basis for where Healing Codes came from, but I know it's not something we usually spend a lot of time dwelling on when we're doing these kinds of Q&A calls. So I appreciate everybody else's patience. If someone else has a comment or question on this topic or some other, or Lori,
I think that
satisfied your issue for right now.
Well, is there a particular code that I could do when I'm, you know?
Did you get a code from Johanna yesterday?
I did. So that would be a good one.
Just use it.
Okay.
Use what she gave you. Yeah.
Okay.
The same person is directing me who is directing her.
That's right. You're right. Okay.
He's not going to give contradictory information or make things not work together.
Right.
That's my belief. I'm telling you what I think.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay, any other comments or questions? Let me just check online again. Okay. All righty. So shall we do another trilogy then? We each have the thing that's causing our hearts most difficulty, causing our spirits to be most out of line with God's truth and love and light. The thing that's keeping us from being at peace, or the things that are keeping us from being at peace. So let's just do another code. Another trilogy set, and we're going to, I think I'll go ahead and continue to use the breathing in it. I think it's helpful, and thank you, Lori, for confirming that it does help you too. So without further comment, if that's okay with everybody, we'll do another trilogy process. So let's get in our minds what it is we would like to move, like to be different, and we will put that in the prayer before we do the Healing Code part. So let's start with the tapping to encourage opening of the energy pathways, inner eyebrow, outer eyebrow by the temple, under the eye, upper lip, chin, collarbone, sore spot, center of the chest, under the arm, below the nipple, on the hand, thumb, index finger, middle finger, pinky, karate spot. Now the 9G, eyes open and closed, open,
down left, down right, up and over to down left, back up and over to down right. Hum. And count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and hum. And thank you. And I did notice a difference there, Candy. Thank you for making me aware of it. All right, now we're going to do the healing code portion, so let's do the prayer. We pray and ask that images, that negative images, beliefs, and cellular memories that are related to or causing this particular issue in our hearts, fill in the blank. Be found and opened and healed by infusing the truth and love, light and life of God into our hearts and souls and selves. Now, both hands bridge, and I'll just breathe in. 3. Hold 6. Out 9. Both hands, Adam's apple, in, hold, out, jaws, in, hold, out, temples, in, hold, out, left hand base of the skull, right hand forehead, in, hold, out, switch hands, in, hold, out, low belly, in, hold, out, now move your hands down for this last part. We pray, we're going to move them up slowly while we pray and ask that this river of energy be filled with love and light and life of God, that it would flow through open and balanced energy centers with power and abundance. If you hit a spot that needs more attention, you're welcome to adjust as you need to. Over the top to the base of the skull. Second time from the base of the torso. Here we go. I'm having a lot of energy to release in my abdomen, and I think that's because I had a great big hamburger for lunch today with my grandson. Okay. Open the top. Base of the skull.
one more time, relatively quickly. Here we go. Up, over, and to the bases. Go. Relax. All right, 8:30 on the dot. Thank you, everybody. I'm opening the line. Thank you, ladies. Good night.
Thank you, and happy birthday, and thank you all for participating.
Thank you again. Good night.
Okay, good night.
Blessings.
Blessings.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference.